The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your life needs some figuring out? Well, let's figure it out together. Join your host, Tamaran, for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you live a more meaningful life in every aspect, from basic health to deep relationships and life direction. Now, here's your host, Tamaran.
Welcome to this fun-filled interactive hour with me, Tamaran, on Let's Figure It Out. I would like to take a quick minute to tell my listeners today what I believe can empower you. I honestly believe that the core issues of our physical ailments are emotionally based. Yes, I said emotionally based, and I know this sounds weird to some people, but to me, this makes a lot of sense. So, for me, if I can figure out the real emotion that you are experiencing in your life today, then you can find ways to deal with your emotions in a positive way and see how the physical part of your body is affected and then to watch for any improvements. So, of course, once you get started, there are many factors that can also help your physical body, also through something like diet and exercise. And the pattern that I tend to see is that people begin to feel better about themselves and they have a more positive outlook on their life. They feel inspired to learn more and to go deeper into their own bodies. They sometimes realize that their personal boundaries about themselves become stronger and therefore the dynamics of their relationships with other people are enhanced on a more open communicative level. And lastly, I see that people start to look for hobbies or jobs that have a deeper, more spiritual meaning for them. People want to share what they've learned about themselves because they feel stronger and happier as each day goes by. Their whole life changes, and it is a beautiful experience for me to watch this. And I love to work with people, and I love to see them grow. So that is the true purpose of my show, is to teach my guests and my listeners on how to learn how to connect with those emotions, whether it's a positive or a negative, and to learn how to listen to what your own body is telling you. And I learned this about myself, and it changed my life. I still have lots more to learn, and I want to encourage the same in others. And this also can be a fun process. It doesn't have to be so serious. I really don't like all the serious stuff. So once we understand the positive and the negative aspects to our emotions, we learn that we need both parts, and they use each part to balance out each other. So I'd like to encourage anyone listening today who has health issues or if they have any basic questions and they want some answers to call in, because the number is 866-472-5792. And you can always email me with questions. And if I see a pattern of physical problems that are really standing out, I would honestly be willing to create a show around a specific health problem and then help provide some basic answers for you. Now, I'd love to get started today because this is my first show and I have a guest here today who's got some issues, and I think a lot of people are going to relate to her, so I'm very happy to have her here. So, Caroline, I'd like to say hello to you out there. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Awesome. I want to say thank you again for calling in. It's very brave of you to do this.
Oh, thank you.
And, yes, women are brave.
Yeah, we try to be.
Yeah. Exactly. So, Caroline, you know, I kind of know you a little bit personally. We deal on a business level. We're not good friends, but we've become friends through business. And, you being a business owner and I myself being a business owner, I can totally relate to what you're going through right now. So in one word, if I was to ask you, what is it you're experiencing right now? Like, what's going on in your life? How could you describe it in one word?
Tired.
I'm
always tired.
Okay.
And I think a big part of it is just the way society's going now. I spend so much time on the computer, which is something that I was always very active, and now my whole career is spent sitting in front of a computer. So I find that it's just making me tired. I get sore, you know, aches in my neck and my shoulders, and then I know I should be getting out to exercise, but I just want to lay down and have a nap.
Yeah.
So I sort of need something to help me to make that better decision to go out and get some exercise.
Exactly. So with all of this in mind, and I'm the same way, it's been a brutal winter out here. I know some of our listeners are from the States, but up here in Canada and especially in southern Ontario, we've had a very strange winter. Like, it's been a lot of freezing rain, so it's really affected our outdoor activities. Like, we didn't even get snow, really. We've got a lot of ice.
Right.
So it's not even fun to go out for a walk. So I've kind of had the same issue myself. I certainly didn't get the exercise that I really wanted this winter, and I've personally put on a little bit of that lovely winter weight. And, you know, I tried to put on some golf shorts a week ago, and it was not fun. They just weren't going on. So
No.
I totally relate.
A little bit more work before they go on.
Exactly. So what I'm trying to get at with people is to understand their emotions as well. And if you could sum that up, like, as an actual emotion or a physical ailment, like, even though you're tired, is there another way you could describe it that you think people would understand how you're feeling?
Well, when you're tired, you just sort of lose interest. You lose your inspiration.
Yeah.
So you're almost not, it's self-defeating.
Yeah.
Because you're not thinking positive because you're just so tired. I mean, I do work out of my home. So
yeah.
I do have a choice of, oh, I'm so tired, I'm just going to lay down for 20 minutes when I know I should be making a decision to, say, go out for a walk.
Right.
But because you just sort of get that self-defeating attitude.
Yeah.
So I sort of need to sort of turn that around and get up and walk away from the computer.
Yeah.
Because
exactly. And you need the computer for your work, right? So it almost feels like you're in a catch-22 situation.
Well, exactly. You know, when I went to college to do this 25 years ago, we didn't, you know, I'm an artist, self-employed artist. There was no computers in art college 25 years ago. And now that's the way to create art, you know, this career and many, many others. I mean, I look at kids, you know, my nephews at 8, 9, 10 years old, and they'd rather sit in front of a computer playing games, where when my son was that age, I couldn't get him in the house.
Yeah, I know. I remember those days too.
Yeah.
So
it's just the way everything is going. I think it's just not healthy. And I think we have to really find time to make those healthy choices.
Yeah, we have to force ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you know what? The truth is, and I've heard this with other people, but you know what? As human beings, we don't do anything unless we have to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Until all of a sudden we find out that, oh my God, like, you know, like for me, I gained all that weight, or, you know, I might become diabetic, or, you know, all these different things. We're not that proactive as a society.
No, we're not.
No.
No.
So once we can admit that, that's good, because sometimes we need that extreme to make us more active. And that's usually how it goes. But, you know, to be proactive, that's the key. But a lot of us aren't like that. So I'm just like you. I mean, I'm not saying I'm different than anybody else and I'm above all, because, I mean, my God, I have the same issues too. But the whole purpose of the show too is to really get people to zero in on those emotions, because I'm trying to make the link, because we're going to find a link between your emotions and a physical ailment too. So even though you're tired, how would you say you're feeling?
I feel very positive. I feel very happy. My life has got some really, really good directions. That being said, I have to spend more and more time in front of the computer, because that's, you know, to get more business opportunities, which therefore will make my personal life happier. And it's just a vicious circle. And I am very lucky. I do have a 2.5-year-old German Shepherd. and bless his soul, if I didn't have him, I don't think I'd be getting any exercise, because, you know, my passion for my dog is what's giving me the little exercise I get, and that is all was spent with him.
That's right.
So, and I mean, I'm lucky I have that.
Yeah, yeah. But if it's for us, we don't get up and go, I need the exercise.
No, we don't.
No. So there's a reason why we don't do it, and we want to figure that out. Does it cause you any stress at all to know that you're not getting that exercise that you know you need it? I mean,
well,
I know.
And I think that's probably the biggest reason, is because I worry about it so much, and I find myself worrying about it and thinking about it, that it's not being positive for me emotionally because I'm worrying about it.
Right. So this is what I want to clarify with people, because, Caroline, you hit the hammer on the nail here. Okay, you're saying that you're positive, and I'm not saying you're not a positive person. Don't get me wrong, because we do have to think positive as human beings. We always need to think positive. But you've also said you worry. Okay? Now, this worry causes what in the body?
Like I said, I could just literally lay there and get a massage for hours. That's how sore I am.
Right.
And
so
I think it's the stress causes that, and I think the stress causes people to bloat.
Yeah.
And, you know, not feel healthy. So
yeah.
I think if emotionally, if we could instead of worry so much about being stressed, to learn how to separate that and just, you know, get out and do something. Mind
exactly.
you, like you said, we've just gone through winter, so sometimes you don't want to go out.
Yeah.
Because of the weather, but I think it's a lot of it's also being emotionally strong enough to you know, it's time management.
Yeah.
And
where is your body?
Well, all you want to do is just go down, cool, you know, go have a nap or something.
Yeah.
And then when you try to have a nap, it's really hard because you're thinking, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this, I should be doing this, I should be doing that. And so it's just a big vicious circle.
Yeah. Would you say, with all this thinking going on, is your head spinning at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Head is spinning a lot. What about when you go to sleep at night? Do you sleep well?
No.
Okay. Doesn't
sleep
well.
That's the thing. I don't sleep well. I do find, say, on a Saturday, when I'm not, you know, it's not a regular work day, even though I do quite a bit of work on a Saturday just to sort of get caught up. I find when I get up on a Saturday, I think I'm going to do this and this, and it's more active things, more going outside and doing things. And then I don't feel tired, and I sleep a lot better. But I think the body is not getting enough exercise to keep up with the mental stress.
Yeah.
But in today's, you know, today, in order to, at least in my industry, to get ahead in work, you have to sit down in, you know, behind a computer. And I'm sometimes in a computer 14, 16 hours a day.
Yeah, that's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
So you just need to
sort
of get that emotional strength to say, okay, enough is enough. It's not the end of the world if it's not done.
Okay. So what I'm hearing from you is, to the listeners out there, they can't see me, but when I work with people, I actually take notes because I try to get some keywords so I can give this back to you, and you can use this to empower yourself. Okay, this is the whole point of why I do this, and it's very effective when you're doing it one-on-one with people, but the reason why I chose to do the show is I need to help more people. Like, more and more people are coming to me, but they're coming to me with a lot of the same issues.
Right.
So I want to use the radio show so that people listening today can go, oh, my God, I'm in the same situation, so I want to know what's going to help me too. All right?
Well, I think because then you realize you're not the only one.
Oh, we're never the only ones.
And
we think we're so
unique. I got to do something about this.
Yeah, we really do, and it's fascinating to understand that. So, Caroline, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then after we get back from the break, I'm going to give you some key words that I heard specifically from you, and then I'm going to play that back to you, and I'm going to see what you think, and then we're going to see if even just changing some of those pictures in your mind about your life and the way you're viewing it, if it's going to change how you feel. And just changing some of these little things might give you what you need so that maybe you're not procrastinating as much. How does that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, that sounds great. So, Caroline, it's time to take a short break, and I just want all the listeners to know this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with Caroline.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
How do you find the key to optimal health? Tune in to Your Health, Your Choice with Timothy Maynard. We'll dissect the myths of heart disease and reveal the habits of health that can make you heart attack proof. We'll hear from leading authors, researchers, and physicians to uncover the science behind the recommendations. It's the only talk radio show that will make you healthier this year just by listening. It's Your Health, Your Choice, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Do you remember what life was like when you were young? Having the mobility and ability to play all day and then sleep through the night without needing coffee in the morning? For the majority of us, gone are those days. But they don't have to be. Transforming Health with Brad King will show you how you can awaken your youthful energy potential and live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Transforming Health is broadcast live every Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Caroline, thank you again for being on the show and being so honest today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great. And I'm glad that you're sharing some of the things that are happening in your life, because I think there's a lot of people out there that are dealing with the same thing. And, you know, to be honest, I feel the same way. Like, there are so many days where, you know what, I have so much going on in my head. It's like literally all I want to do is lie down and have a nap myself. And hopefully when I get up from the nap, all my issues are going to be gone. But, you know, the reality is they don't go away. No, but in life, what we can do is we can find ways and we can use tools and techniques to help them not seem so overwhelming, is what I'm looking for. Because to be honest, we're busy people. We lead busy lives. And until we choose to change those things about our life, they're still going to be there. So that's the key. I think in North America, we have to learn how to get by. And eventually things do change in our life. So I'm just going to review a little bit of what we talked about before the break, because I want to stay on that, because you picked up some key things here. When I asked you some questions, basically you said that, you feel like you procrastinate sometimes. You feel tired, and then your body seems sore. Now, would you say that that's what's going on with your body?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I think the stress is just creating havoc.
Exactly.
With, you know, from just sitting there.
Yeah, that's right. And your body needs to move. To be honest, it really needs to move, because we have to work on all parts of the body. So we need to work on the emotional part, the physical part, and the mental and spiritual part. And they all work together depending on what we choose to do, right?
Right.
But for someone who's in your situation, I think the key is to find something that's going to stop us from procrastinating. And if you were to look at your life, like if you were to just imagine right now, what is it? I mean, you use your dog right now to get you up and moving.
Right.
But if you were to think of yourself, And what is it that you would want? And I'm not saying you have to have it, but if you were to picture this in your mind, what do you think you would need in order to give you the strength to do what you have to do in order to get your body moving? Because for you, this is key. I think you need to move your body.
Yeah, that's a really, really hard question. What I would ideally like to be able to do is, you know, have my work day. Okay, it's 5 o'clock. Now I've got the rest of the evening to myself. And then I can, you know, training my dog. I do Shih Tzu. So I am really quite active with him. But a lot of times I find that my business life, it's falling into the evening. And before I know it, it's, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And I'm, oh, okay, my... And then, you know, you got to go to bed because you got to start the whole thing over again at 7. So ideally, it would be nice to, or at least for me to learn to, the business day is over, put it aside, and let's get on with just the, you know, the personal side of my life with the things that I do, like activities, exercise and activities, because I simply can't do that when I'm, when I'm working.
Okay, this sounds good. And I've been in the same situation because I've had to do this this winter myself. So I'm going to share something with you and let me know if you think this might help. What I did one day is I took a calendar that basically broke down the day from the time that I actually realistically get up and then the time that I go to bed. Okay, so let's just say it's from 7 in the morning till 10 p.m. 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., okay? That's like an average day. It could be different because I know sometimes you work at night or whatever. But this time slot is about you and your day. So realistically, if you were to get up, and I'm not saying this is your life now, but if you could create the perfect life for yourself on paper, what would that look like for you? What would you actually want? Like, say, for example, for me, I'm like a – I'm a very, I like to journal and I love to process my thoughts. And to be honest, I think there's two different types of people. There's people who are brilliant in the morning and there are people who are brilliant at night. Okay.
I would fall into the second category.
Exactly. You're the opposite of me. So in order for me to have a productive day, I have to make sure that I'm sitting still and I can process my thoughts first thing in the morning. And people say to me, oh, you need to get up and you need to work out first thing in the morning. And the truth is, what I realized was that that might be true for that person who told me that, but that's not true for me. So basically, I need to sit down and I need to write down my thoughts and ideas before I actually start moving. Okay? So if I was to write down a schedule for me, at 7 o'clock in the morning, the first thing I want to do is, I mean, you get up, you do your bodily functions, whatever. But I need about a half an hour of my day where I just sit down. And this is what I do now. I literally sit down, and whether I'm drinking my coffee or if I'm just having a glass of water or something, when I just sit still, I'm brilliant. And I can think of maybe 10 things that I need to do that day. The rest of my life is behind it. It's whether it gets done or not. Yeah, well, maybe or whatever, but this is what I need to do today. And then I can carry on with my day. So then I can exercise, or I can have something to eat, or I can choose when I go to work. I mean, we're self-employed, so we can pick and choose our hours. But for someone like you, you're brilliant at night. So what is it do you think that you need to add to your body so that you can do that first, so that you're going to have the energy and the strength so that you can be brilliant in your zone at night? You've already said it on the show.
That's a really, really good point. Because, you know, I get up in the morning and I'm like, you know, thinking business. Oh, I got to get this done, got to get that done. And I think a lot of times while it rolls over into the evening, it's because that's when I'm my best at being creative.
Yeah.
So I think this is really actually quite interesting. What I should probably start doing is getting up, making a list of what, you know, needs to be done, and then in the morning time, actually, you know, taking that time and getting exercise, working out, you know, if I got to do a little chore or something in the backyard or do a little chore, and getting that sort of physical energy in the morning, and then work in the afternoon, take a little break, like walk the dog, and then I don't think I'd feel so guilty working at night.
Exactly.
I think
because that's when you're brilliant.
Like waking up and bang, I'm, you know, giving myself guilt trips because I should be doing, you know, business-wise. It's just completely eradicating that in the morning, accepting the fact I need to do this because it's for my own benefit. I never thought of doing something like that before.
It's amazing.
That is very cool.
Yeah. And, you know, I just want to comment. You made something in there. It's like you feel like you should be doing something. And
well, you don't want to let your clients down. You know, you want to, even though you might say, okay, I'll spend 3 hours, you know, coming up with some ideas or something like that. To me, it's never good enough. I'll not do another hour, even though maybe not billing for it or maybe I'm not, you know, committed to it. I just feel I always have to deliver to my clients the best I possibly can. And in the process, I'm forgetting about me.
That's right. So now you're going to kill two birds with one stone because you're going to use your brilliance at night and do what you need to do to keep your body on track early in the day so that you can do your work at night.
I see. Yeah, and I actually like the idea of writing things down.
Yeah.
Then you've also got something that you can follow without having to think about it too much. You just go, okay, this is next. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
so you
exactly.
Sort of follow through the motions and you do it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I get that, you know, we project all these images on ourselves about, and I'm going to quote your words because I've learned so much about these words myself. The should be's. Those are judgments I believe we put on ourselves.
Absolutely. I guess we're our own worst, you know,
enemy.
Critics.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
So,
and we have to learn to back off that way. And
that's
just so we can relax and enjoy the moment.
Exactly.
Instead
and that's
of always
what it's
worrying
about,
you know, the next hour, which is something that I find that I do anyways.
Yeah, we all do. But I heard a great saying years ago, and I'll never forget it because I quote it to so many people. And I want to quote it now. And it goes like this. Don't should on me, and I won't should on you.
Really? Very interesting.
Isn't that fascinating?
That is fascinating.
Like, you know what? There's lots of shoulds out there in the world. Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know what? We need to let go of that image in our mind of when you think that you need to
work. Because that's just accepted, you know, because I'll have clients call me 8 o'clock in the morning, and then I have other clients they'll call 9 o'clock at night. So I just have to sort of set some boundaries and go, I'm not available 24/7 because I need a chunk of the day for my own health.
Exactly. You're getting it, Caroline. You're getting it.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, and then just, I think what I need to do is just take the mornings to sort of rejuvenate and get things, you know, done and just, you know, start returning phone calls at 10:30, 11 instead of always being available at 8:30.
That's right. That's right.
You're just going to run yourself to the ground, and then you're no good for anybody.
Exactly. Well, there's that great saying, you know what? If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right? I mean, we have to be happy first. We can't be happy and be happy for other people unless it comes from within us.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, awesome. Caroline, we're on a roll here with you. So what we're going to do is we're going to take another quick break, and I'm going to share something else with you that I've used, and I really think it's going to be helpful for you. So I just want to remind our listeners, this is Tamarin, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. And stay tuned, and we'll be back with Caroline after the commercial break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
9 different energy systems make up the energy body. Energy is all around us and connects us. Energy exerts a major control over our biology and is a big reason why you should be tuning in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. We'll explore energy balance techniques, tips, and patterns to keep your flow of energy optimal to maintain maximal health. By adopting these techniques, you will keep your energy body and physical body in harmony. Listen for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Caroline, I want to say thank you again for being so brave. Because
Thank you for having me on. This is a good challenge for me.
Yeah, and are you learning anything yet?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm going to definitely take that time in the morning.
Yeah, you know, just get and your, I get you that.
Know, get your and, blood you know, flowing and yeah. get the body oiled up, you know, and then, yeah.
Yeah,
because, I mean,
awesome.
Some mornings I find, I get up, I put the kettle on, and before I've even made my first coffee, my computer's on, and I'm checking out my email. And then I get all absorbed, and sometimes I realize it's 10 o'clock, and I haven't even, you know, got dressed. And that's
yeah.
just simply not healthy.
No, it's not.
So to
and,
take that
you know,
time,
being a business owner or self-employed or whatever, we feel like we always have to be on the ball because, you know, we want that money to come in.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
right?
In my case, I mean, I had a roommate that moved out, you know, over a year ago, so I don't want another roommate, so now I'm feeling really pressured because, you know, I don't get any rent money anymore, and I would much prefer not, you know, to have the place to my own, especially now with my new dog.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling even more pressured than
yeah.
I did, say, you know, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And I think what happens for people, I know for me personally, I don't quote myself, I'm not a doctor, I'm not anything, but I share my own stories, and I get that. Like, I'm a single mom myself, too, and so I've got 2 young kids, and I've got a young business, I've got all these ideas, all these things that I want to do, and my business is having to grow. It's, you know, finding the people and finding where I need people and what I need to let go of and what am I good at and things like that. And to be honest, I find that for me, what happens is when I worry about something too much, it almost is like my day gets prolonged. So if I don't eat well and if I don't exercise and if I don't do the things that make me more of a productive person, like for me personally, I need to meditate. I need to journal. I need to write down my thoughts because it's like all of a sudden I get bang on to something and I remember something and it's like, okay, next in line, next that I have to do. And I find if I don't get that, then it's like I can sit there for hours and I just feel like nothing's happening. And then,
yeah,
of course, I get stressed out.
Stress is such negative mental energy.
That's
and,
right.
You know,
and
you're not projecting it into a positive direction. Absolutely. And I probably, you know, do waste a lot. Not that I'm noticing it, but now I'm in hindsight, I'm thinking back. I probably am wasting more time than I would want to admit with negative mental energy.
Exactly. So let's try and use that time where you feel like you're not the most productive and use that time in the mornings to prepare some healthy meals, right?
Right, right.
Get your exercise. Make sure you've started your day because if you're going to do what you said earlier about make your notes at night, you already know, you've already set the energy in motion on what you need to do, but you're not going to do it until later. So when you do that, your guilt is going to be gone. At least I think your guilt is going to be gone.
No, absolutely. And I think there is a lot of guilt. There's
yeah.
a lot of guilt because when I'm working at night and I feel at my best, I'm
yeah.
you know, more creative, I'm feeling guilty because I didn't take any time throughout the day to do other things, which
That's
need
right.
to be done.
That's right. You know, and almost sometimes it's interesting because, you know, I'm only speaking on my own behalf here too, but sometimes when we do something in our life that changed our life. Like, okay, you got rid of a roommate. That's a huge change in your life. It's a shift. And for some people, it can be very traumatic. You know, let's be realistic. For some people, they can handle it. For some people, they can't. And just the fact that, you know, you're feeling this guilt about other things, sometimes I have to wonder, you know, I've said to myself, well, did I make the right decision? You know,
right.
And I and you obviously, you know, it was good for you to do this because it relieved some pressure for you. But let's be honest. Think about how many people you know who aren't willing to do that and aren't courageous enough at that point in their life. I'm not saying people aren't courageous all the time, but you know what? May not have had the courage to do something that they know might be better for them. And so there's all this guilt that builds up and they think, well, you know, if I did that, then, you know, I'm not going to be happy. So there's all these components to choices that we make in our life. Right?
Well, I know for myself personally, it was a very good decision that I wanted him to leave. But that being said, it gets very overwhelming because now I have to do everything.
That's right.
Whereas before, at least he did some things.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just get very overwhelmed, and that's a very negative thing too. You know, coupled with that on top of not getting, you know, proper exercise. Yeah, it can be very, very emotionally damaging, very, very stressful.
Yeah.
Which is,
so now
I have to learn to separate that.
That's right. So now let's look at this picture. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go back to this time management schedule thing. Okay, I just want to go over this, and I want to throw something at you and see how you feel about this.
Okay,
so let's imagine that if you were to change your life a little bit, where you restructure it, and you're going to get up in the morning, and you're going to look after Caroline. It's going to be time for you.
Right.
Okay. So you're going to start your day feeling better about yourself because you've already put your body in a position where you know it's going to be more productive. What do you think is going to happen when it's going to be time for you to sit down and actually do your work? How productive do you think you're going to be? Do you think
Probably be looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Because I think I'll be ready because I will have, you know, done other things and woken up and, you know, stretched and sort of gone out and got some fresh air and played with my dog and, you know, like, just like, it's like having a really, really good stretch. It just makes you feel, and just makes, empowers you.
Yeah, kind of feed your soul a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm definitely gonna, you know, try this because, I can really see this being a very positive move towards, you know, accomplishing what I need to accomplish.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask you another question. Be honest in this one. If you're more productive at night, do you think that you might be able to take on more clients because you know when your brilliant zone is, that you might be actually be doing more productive work if you're more zoned in?
Yes, actually, yes. I can see that because at night, I mean, it's a mental thing. And if I tire, you know, my body out, you know, a little bit more during the day, then I find that I'm more mentally sharp.
That's
and then
right.
I can sort of say, okay, I'm going to do this for an hour and a half. And you do it and you make the most of that hour and a half and then, you know, move on to something else. Because
right.
the hardest thing is when your body is just dying to move around and you're not letting it because your brain's just spinning.
Yeah.
And I find that's the problem, that I have to connect to my physical energy with my mental energy. And that's a very, very hard thing, at least it is for me, to sort of find that balance where both of them are you know, you're meeting the needs of both your mental energy and your physical energy. And right
that's
now
right.
I'm completely ignoring my physical energy,
which
I'm finding it's almost backwards because it's making me tired.
Yep.
Because I'm just so sore.
Yeah.
You know, like
exactly.
I'm just so sore, and I think that's because it's the lack of moving around. And then I go out and work my dog hard for 10 minutes. I mean, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Just exhausted. You know, it wasn't like that 3-4 years ago.
No, exactly. Because you're overwhelmed.
Yeah, probably. And that's a negative mental, you know, thing.
Yeah.
So let's
take it one step further. Actually, we're going to take it two steps further. Are you game?
Sure.
Okay. So if you get up in the daytime, you're doing everything you need to do. Then you're going to go to work, and you're going to do all this great work because, to be honest, I love your work, And well, if they're looking at anything on my website here on Voice America, you did my banner. You've done some great things for me. You're going to
do
all
that
this
at night.
Yeah, exactly. Of course you do it at night, because that's
when
you brand.
I send my emails 11 o'clock at night. Okay, check your email in the morning. Your job's done.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, just a little bit of humor in there.
That's right. So what you're going to do all this productive work at night. Do you think you're going to sleep better at night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because I feel that I would have satisfied, you know, in the morning, the physical energy that I have to expel, and then I can spend the rest of the day using my mental energy.
Yeah. Do you think you're still going to feel guilty?
I'm going to have to work towards that, but I have to learn that when the phone rings, I just ignore it because this is my time. And I have to learn to be strong enough to do that.
Yeah. So you've changed your boundaries already.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to start, but, I have to be able to do that. Maybe just turn the ringer off or don't turn my computer on for the first 2 hours of the day.
Yay!
Oh, who would have thought of that?
Who would have thought of that?
I have to be strong enough to do that without worrying. Oh my God, somebody needs something, or you know. But no, I think that is definitely something I'm gonna start that tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got to take in baby steps, but you got to start somewhere.
That's right.
And what's been going on the last year and a half with my stress level, I just can't continue doing this for too much longer because I just can't, you know, it's just too much.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to take it one more step. If you're going to sleep better and you're going to be able to maybe bring in more clients, what's the end result of that?
I think I will have a much more rewarding life.
Yeah. Rewarding life, and what else? Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Oh, well, I'll have, more money in the bank. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then
less anxiety.
Do more things with my dog training.
Yeah, or take a holiday.
Exactly. Well, actually, with this, the dog training and the search and rescue I want to do, there are, you know, times where you got to travel the States for three or four days and stuff, so that would absolutely help towards funding those little trips.
Yeah.
Because, the world of training dogs is a very, very exciting, well, for me, I love that, and that really is my social life and all the people that I've met through doing that. So, if I had more energy, then absolutely. The more energy you have, the more positive you are, and then the more, you know, people want to, you know, the more things you do.
Yeah, you know, and it's true.
And also coming to decisions. I think when you're feeling positive, then you can make decisions quickly and stick to them.
Absolutely. Because we do. To be honest, I find for me that when I feel better about myself and I know my strengths and my weaknesses, I can make a better decision. I know what I'm going to say yes to. I know what I'm going to say no to. And I know there might be some things I just might have to think about.
Right.
But we need to take that time to process those things. That's why I find journaling really helps.
Yeah, I'm gonna start that. I think if I, you know, maybe not to the extent of what you are saying journaling is, but even if I just write a list in that morning of things that I'm not going to do them in the morning, I'm going to do them later on in the day, and take that morning, for me to stretch and to, you know, walk around, take the dog for a walk, and you know, just do stuff that's got to be done where you're not just sitting there in front of a computer.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I bet you for you, even if you write your list at night and not even get up and do anything, I bet you when you're out walking your dog first thing in the morning, you're going to get a lot of creative hits that you may not even need to write down.
No,
so Caroline, you know what we're going to do?
I'm really kind of excited to try this, actually.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. So I'm going to give you another nugget after we go to commercial break. We're just going to take our last break, and we're going to wrap up today and share something else with you. And, we'll just see what happens after the commercial. So I want to remind everybody that this is Tamarin, and you're on Let's Figure It Out on Voice America on the Health and Wellness Channel. And stay tuned, and after the break, we'll be back with Caroline.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and my guest here today is Caroline, who's been such a brave soul sharing things about her life with us today. Caroline, so I just want to review and sort of wrap up what we've talked about today, because you've hit on some key points. And to be honest, you know, you've talked a lot about some anxiety and some pressures that you're having and a sense of feeling overwhelmed and, you know, the tendency that you procrastinate just because sometimes life just really gets to us. And I know for me personally, I go through waves of that myself. And sometimes in our mind, when we continue to think about things and what needs to be done and the shoulds and the shouldn'ts and all these things, what it does is it creates this big sense of anxiety within us. And I know for me personally, there are a lot of people who come to me when I ask them. I know this isn't what you said today, but maybe for some of our listeners today, that you know, when I ask people what it is that they're dealing with, a lot of people have anxiety. And anxiety, if you were to look it up and define it, anxiety appears with the sensation of a racing heart for some people, chest tightness, maybe some numbness and tingling in their hands and their feet. And for some people, it can also give a feeling of lightheadedness, maybe shortness of breath, and the general feeling of fear or that they might die. Like I know for some people, they just feel like there's just so much that they can't deal with things. So there's different ways that it shows up in people's life, but it's very, very common for a lot of people. And I get anxiety myself as well. And I just found that finding things that would help me to reduce the anxiety, you know, really were effective. I didn't have to revamp my entire life. So like you, exercise was key for me. And a lot of people, that's really, it's that simple, is that we are not as a society getting enough exercise and moving our bodies.
No, I can say a lot of those, quite a few of those symptoms you mentioned earlier, I can honestly say that I do experience them.
Yeah. You know, I see it a lot. It is not uncommon. It is, I'd say 90% of the people that come to me say they have anxiety.
It's interesting because when you get those symptoms, one of the first things you do think about is, you know, going to the doctor, and he's going to prescribe you, you know, not saying a bad thing about what the doctors prescribe, but, you know, muscle relaxants or antidepressants or whatever, which really, like he suggested, to something that I should try. I think a lot of it's just reorganizing, you know, your emotions and putting them in check.
Yeah, and understanding that we have emotions and understanding that they play a very definite role in our life. And the fact that, you know, we're getting anxious, like I said, people don't do anything unless they have to. So all of a sudden they're feeling overwhelmed and they're getting this pressure in their heart or they're getting dizzy spells and stuff like that. It's like, whoa, time to just slow down. Like, really, is it that important that, you know, we go 10 places at night and, you know, do this and do that? It's like, okay, what can be done today and what can we actually wait until tomorrow or at the end of the week or whatever?
Right.
You know, it's about setting some values and creating priorities. And usually the priority is you.
Well, exactly. And that's what I've been doing is I've completely forgotten about me. And I do believe that doing this in the morning, like you suggested, I think that will make a big difference. And the first week, I'm going to absolutely not turn my computer on for the first hour that I am up. And then the second week, I will progress to not turning it on for the first 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just progress slowly. And then, you know, get to the point where maybe, you know, 10:30, 11, I'm turning my computer on. And then I'm, you know, committed until midnight or whatever. But
yeah.
I've just never thought of doing that before.
Yeah.
I've never even thought about, because I'm a night person, I associate all the good things, you know, at night.
Yeah.
Like the things that I can accomplish, so to speak.
Right.
Whereas because I should take the mornings and where I'm not at my sharpest, then I'm out, you know, doing things that I don't have to be sharp for.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. I don't know if I explained it very well, but
then
just start gearing yourself up. And then, like I said, you know, you get your body moving around and, you know, stretching and exercise. And then I think you're be much more relaxed to get into the mental energy.
Yeah.
But
and
no,
then
thanks.
One thing. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say thank you for bringing that up because I never would have come across doing it in the morning on my own. Never.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's why I'm here is to share because I've had to do it too. And a lot of people do ask me for this because they've seen what I've gone through. But I want to ask you one more quick question. And I notice this in a lot of people. And so you're not the only one because you talked about your body being sore. And I was just curious as to how much water do you drink?
Not enough. I drink way too much coffee.
Thank you for admitting that.
I know, and that's probably something I should write on my list, is drink lots of water, because it's self-defeating. I mean, feel tired, oh, I need a coffee. I probably drink 10 coffees, and I don't really even eat during the day.
Yeah, okay, well, they're here. I'm going to give you a nutritional tip right now. I'm not a nutritionist, but I do know something about coffee. Coffee depletes the body of minerals and water. That's why you go to the bathroom after you drink a coffee, because it's considered a diuretic. So what that means is it's going to pull the water out of your body. And your body is made up of 80%, I don't know, some odd number of percentage of water. Your body needs water in order for your organs to function, in order for your brain to function, in order for your body to relax at night, to go to sleep. You need, everything needs water. And one of the reasons why that your body feels so sore and achy is two main reasons. You're not moving and you're not getting water. And that is not uncommon, Caroline. I'm telling you, I don't know how many people, when I just say to them right off the bat, how much water do you drink? They don't even drink water. And when coffee depletes water from your body, you actually haven't even put liquid into your body. You keep pulling it out, and your body is becoming very acidic. And that is setting yourself up, for illness.
Well, there you go. I mean, today, I haven't eaten today, but I've probably had about 12 coffees.
Yeah.
And I tell you right now, I could just lay down and sleep for an hour.
Well, that's why.
But I know that's not what I should be doing.
No, there's that good old should. So don't feel guilty about it. I want you to feel guilty about it. But try to really reduce your intake of coffee. And do it slowly. Don't, you know, because if you try to do it too quick, you're going to go through withdrawal and it's going to be actually quite painful. So I would just start reducing it and then drink water in replacement. And if you're looking for, you know, things to add to your water. You know, there's always, that's always something we can talk about on another show, or nutritional tips. I do have nutritional tips actually included in my Elixir of Life program, which I'll be launching at the end of April, April the 19th, which I'll be talking about later in the show. But yeah, there's all kinds of little things that we can just sort of help our body get back in check. But water's huge.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, getting up and having the morning for me and not being sitting in front of the computer, just doing physical activity, I think right there and then I won't be sitting around drinking coffee in front of the computer. So I think that'll have almost like a dual purpose.
Absolutely.
Because the physical activity will wake me up and, you know, get me moving instead of sitting there in front of the computer, you know, guzzling coffee.
Yeah.
So that will work twofold.
Exactly. So did you learn anything by being on my show today?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just gave me a whole new, you know, even just talking about things, it makes you realize, because I think probably, you know, in the back of our minds, we kind of sort of know, but we don't face up to it. And just by talking about it, it's made me realize, you know what, I got to do something about this.
Yay. Well, I'm happy that you've decided to do something. So, Caroline, we do have to go quite quick. I want to say thank you again so much for being so brave.
Well, thank you for having me on. It was very enlightening.
Okay, and I'm glad. And I think people learned something by listening to you today.
Thank you.
All right. So I just want to ask my listeners today if you learned anything at all by listening to the show, and would you like to learn more? Did our conversation and stories empower you today? If so, then tune in again to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America on the Health and Wellness Channel, and let's have more fun together.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out. Please join Tamarin again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's figure it out together again.